the hosts, such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity, have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up. To stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Craig is sitting in the control room, hand hovering over the phone right now. Getting on to the international scene here. Iran is currently in meetings with the Russian government. They are stressing the fact that so far they are fully in compliance with the P5 plus one deal. And Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said they're committed to fulfilling all the agreements that were reached. And they're trying to hammer home this point that they're the ones who are playing by the rules, as Iran always has. It is the United States Senate, which is defying the will of the American people and even the president, that is trying to wreck this deal right now. And you need to go back and understand, looking at the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, Iran has signed and ratified that. So has the United States. Everything Iran has done with their nuclear industry is fully in compliance with the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. They are allowed, they have a right, recognized by the U.S. government, to have nuclear power systems and to make the fuel rods for them. They have a right to peaceful uses of nuclear technology, medical isotopes, building scanners, destatickers, anything. And nobody has found any evidence at all that Iran is engaged in a weapons program. Iran is playing by the rules. Now, under Article 4 of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, the United States is committed to assisting Iran build their peaceful uses of nuclear technology, which is a really good way to make sure they're not building a clandestine bomb factory under their power stations, like Israel has down at Dimona. Because if you're in there laying the foundations and doing the wiring and plumbing, you pretty much see everything that's there. But the United States has not been doing that. It is the United States that is in violation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. It is the United States that is in violation of international law. It is the United States that is not abiding by the rules here. And Iran's statement to Russia is a reminder to the world that Iran is not the problem child here. It is the United States that is refusing to comply with treaty obligations and is using the threat of military force to coerce Iran to surrender their rights under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which the United States signed and ratified. All for Israel, which has nuclear weapons, refuses to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty, refuses IAEA inspections, was caught trying to sell clandestine nuclear weapons to South Africa, the very activity the Non-Proliferation Treaty is supposed to prevent. They're the ones operating outside all of the rules and all of the treaties. And they're pointing their fingers at Iran saying, hurt them, hurt them. They're the bad people. Now, Russia has responded to criticism from the United States over their swap deal with Iran by basically saying, are you kidding me? Russia and Iran have come up with a deal. Iran is going to send their oil to Russia instead of to the United States. And Russia will send back manufactured goods and agricultural produce. It's a straight swap. And the United States is angry because, first of all, it basically makes all these sanctions effectively worthless. Iran's still going to make money. They're just going to do it dealing with other countries and not the United States. This hurts the United States more than it hurts Iran. And, of course, from the Federal Reserve's point of view is, you can't do that. You can't trade oil for food. all global commerce has to go through the U.S. dollar, which you have to borrow at interest from the Federal Reserve, so we get our piece of the action. And if we don't get our piece of the action, we'll send the boys around to make sure something bad happens to you. That's from the Capo de Tutti copy. That's what it is. It's a piece of the action deal. Whether it's Bretton Woods or the petrodollar, the U.S. gets a piece of the action of everybody's business, just like the mafia going around your local neighborhood, getting a percentage of all the stores and everything. It's exactly the same deal. Now, we're getting a very alarming story coming out of Press TV where AIPAC has reached the point of threatening United States senators. Those senators who are coming up for re-election are being threatened by AIPAC that if they do not vote through new sanctions on Iran right now, AIPAC will do everything they can to see that they don't get reelected. They'll pull their support. They'll have their media assets demonize them. They'll dig out all the scandals. We have the representatives of a foreign government threatening the United States Senate. Nobody seems to want to do a thing about that. And, of course, for those senators who knuckle under those threats, they're obviously not representing the American people any longer, are they? Which is why I say friend of Israel ought to be a reason not to vote for anybody in the coming election. Now, the organization Americans for a Safe Israel is out there saying that the insults hurled at Secretary of State John Kerry by Moshe Yaalon are perfectly appropriate. And we support those comments. It's a slap in the face to John Kerry, and because John Kerry is the Secretary of State, it's a slap in the face of the United States of America. They're really out of control over there. If I were the president, I wouldn't sign any more checks to Israel until they learn some manners and some gratitude. The more money and weapons you give to Israel, the more they demand. And if you don't give them more, they you're an anti-Semite, you're this, you're that. Apparently Netanyahu has gone on a bit of a tantrum regarding the European Union. He's summoning all these envoys from these European countries, accusing them of Palestine bias because their country's medias are reporting on the building of the illegal settlements, which Israel is now demanding. Don't you dare call them illegal anymore. And basically saying that when the world media reports on Israel's crimes, it's harming the peace process. No, it is Israel's crimes that are harming the peace process. Another report out of Press TV, Israel moves to grab more Palestinian land. Yesterday, Israel has handed eviction and demolition orders to Palestinian residents in Al-Khalil, Hebron. First, they came for the Palestinians, and I did not protest because I was not Palestinian. We've seen this pattern before. Once Israel destroys all of Palestine, do you think they're going to stop? Palestine's like a Chinese dinner. You eat it, and 30 minutes later, you're hungry again. Every time Israel takes more land, 30 minutes later, they're hungry for more. Now, over in Iraq, the situation there is deteriorating. A number of Iraqi cities, including Fallujah, are back in the hands of the Iraqi people, which the U.S. government and the media are calling al-Qaeda and militants. They're bad people. Now, what's going on inside Iraq right now is a repeat of what happened in Iran in 1979 and so many other countries, where the people of the country just get sick and tired of their U.S. puppet regime and kick them out. That's what's going on. And I said it's going to be very hard for the United States government to sell a new invasion of Iraq to the American people. But they managed to come up with a way. Iraq's Maliki is now asking the United States for additional weapons and munitions and trainers for the troops. The advisors are going in, which is how we got into Vietnam. Remember all of our kids in uniform carrying guns? They're not soldiers. They're not in combat. They're advisors, which didn't stop the enemy from shooting at them. Those gosh darn Iraqi people seem not to like their new U.S. puppet regime. And if the U.S. government doesn't crush them down, there'll be a repeat of Iran in 1979. And we can't have that. Once a country is conquered, they have to stay conquered. They should know better than that. A lot of the attitude problems that we saw from the Roman Empire here. Meanwhile, over in Syria, the hired mercenaries are blocking and impeding United Nations humanitarian aid delivery to the Syrian people. They're trying to maximize the crisis because that's going to be the excuse the U.S. uses to invade Syria now that that whole lie about chemical weapons has gone away. We'll be back after these commercials.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cells.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with 2 Black Berkey purification elements, 1 shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and 1 Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, 1 shower filter and 1 sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
In our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, there's been a court victory for civil rights here in the United States of America. U.S. District Judge William Alsup has basically ruled in favor of the United States Constitution, saying that a Malaysian PhD student studying at Stanford University, Rahina Ibrahim, should not have been put on the no-fly list and has ordered the federal government to clear up this mess. Alsup said that, in fact, the U.S. government violated the student's legal rights by putting her on this no-fly list without any due process whatsoever. And we know this has been going on all along. You annoy a TSA agent, you get put on the no-fly list. There's no mechanism to remove yourself once you're on it. And people are put on this list for no reason at all. People, the vast majority, overwhelming majority of people on that list shouldn't be on it. And it's just a government terrorizing people by saying, you better not complain too loud about the TSA or you'll be on the no-fly list here. Now, in order to try and avoid embarrassment, the Obama administration has demanded the trial record of this be sealed so that the corporate media won't report on it. Well, it's too late. The independent media has already got the story and we're running with it. The courts have said this no-fly list as it is presently handled is unconstitutional. And Obama's out there still playing politics and everything. Apparently, he's declared Religious Freedom Day. Obama signed a proclamation that recognizes atheists. I didn't realize atheism was a religion. I thought it was the absence of religion. And great, how do you recognize an atheist? Well, we're the ones with lots of free time every Sunday morning. But he's out there just doing all these things to try and look good, and he's getting pretty desperate out of there. All right, I want to talk about the economy a little bit. We're getting a story right now. This is reported by Bloomberg. Deutsche Bank withdraws from the gold fixing in a commodities cut. Now, remember, gold prices that are you are being told your gold is worth come from the London Daily Price Fix. Emphasis on fix because there's already evidence that has surfaced that this is being manipulated even worse than the LIBOR was. For one thing that they can do in order to keep the price of silver and gold down is they just print up all these futures contracts, which are coming due, and they don't have the gold for it any more than they have Germany's gold out there because they've been playing fast and loose pyramid scams with all this stuff. So Deutsche Bank is withdrawing from participating from the gold and silver benchmarks in London. And J.P. Morgan and Morgan Stanley and Europe's top investment bank are starting to pull out of the commodities markets in metals. Now, what is not mentioned by Bloomberg is that German authorities have launched an investigation into price fixing on gold as part of their larger inquiry into just what the heck happened to all their gold on deposit at the New York Federal Reserve. And I am expecting that over the coming weeks, we will see everyone involved in gold commodities trading trying to exit as fast as they can. Because it's coming up to the point where there's going to be a gold run on all these depositories and the excrement is going to hit the ventilation system and they're going to try and stay as clean as they can. Now, we have a video up at whatreallyhappened.com from The Blaze on the subject of the German gold. It's one of Glenn Beck's best. And he doesn't have all the pieces to the puzzle, but he's got enough of them. And one of the points he makes inside his video is when Germany asked for their gold back, the Federal Reserve said it will take us 8 years to return it, and we will send you so much every year. Now, the first delivery was just completed. There was only half the gold that was supposed to be delivered. So they're already shorting Germany on this deal. Even more interesting, the gold bars had been recast. Now, when foreign governments put gold into a depository, they have serial numbers on them, and they're stamped with a stamp that clearly identifies them as the national property of that government. But the gold that was sent back to Germany had been recast into featureless bars. And that's got to raise a red flag. It tells us Germany's gold bullion is gone, and they're just grabbing everything they can get, all your old bracelets and everything from these gold scavenge companies, and melting bars out of that. And even more damaging, according to Glenn Beck, whereas the gold that Germany deposited in the New York Federal Reserve was 99.9% pure, the gold bars being sent back to Germany are only 90% pure. So they're playing all these games, and what it tells us is the gold that all these countries and foreign banks and maybe even U.S. private citizens thought they have safely stored in those gold vaults underneath the Federal Reserve, it's just not there. They've got a little tiny bit that they move around to the different rooms to say, see, here's your gold, or to meet reasonable demand on extraction of physical. But they don't have it all. They charge vault storage fees on all this. They're supposed to just keep it there safely, like a safety deposit box. And it's very obvious the New York Federal Reserve has been taking the gold, leasing it out, if not outright selling it, to make good on those gold futures contracts that are being overprinted, to flood the consumer market with gold to try and keep prices down that way. And it is only a matter of time before somebody stands up and says, we need an accounting. We need an audit. All the nations that have gold inside New York Federal Reserve, we all need to see it all at the same time. And of course, as you know, when Germany wanted to inspect their gold, the Federal Reserve refused. Reuters had a very interesting article in which they made the point that Bernie Madoff's schemes, his Ponzi schemes, that led to the loss of $65 billion of investors' money, really aren't all that different from the supposed perfectly legal practices of Wall Street, which led to the 2008 crash. They're trying to legitimize and legalize outright fraudulent behavior. Yes, we can do this and we can cheat you because the law says we can. Glenn Beck makes a very important point in his show. If that gold is all missing from the New York Federal Reserve, where is it? Who has it? Did somebody really succeed where Goldfinger did not and rob Fort Knox? And don't forget, behind all of it, the Germans have a reason to be suspicious, because it was Germany that first discovered a lot of these gold bullion bars being shoved around with hallmarks from the New York Fed and Fort Knox had tungsten centers to them. So where did all the gold go? Who is hoarding it right now in advance of the collapse of private central banking? And, of course, on that very reason, I'm absolutely opposed to either a gold or silver standard for a new currency, because gold and silver can be hoarded, have been hoarded. We need to base the new currency on a unit of value, something everybody understands has worth to it, that can be created in ample enough supply to grow with the population to prevent hoarding and manipulation, which is why I look at electricity, the electro. Basing the unit of currency on a kilowatt hour of stored electricity. Of course, we even saw Enron be able to use electricity to scam California. These money junkies will do anything it takes to grab another $1 million because they get that rush out of it. They're having orgasms there as the computer says, you've made another $2 million today. It's addictive, psychotic behavior, and we should not allow people who are power addicts and money addicts in control of our nation and its money supply. Absolutely should not. Been another gun-wielding shooter stopped by an armed citizen. Not going to get much reporting about that. The media only loves it when a gunman walks into a gun-free zone and kills 20 or 30 people, because then they can scream, the guns are bad. The guns are bad. All righty, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollution.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plaques. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we were talking about the court decision. It's unconstitutional to put people on the no-fly list without actual evidence of wrongdoing or threat. Obama's trying to get that sealed so nobody finds out that he's outside the Constitution. Don't tell anybody. Actually, tell everybody. Interesting little story. Remember the other day I was talking about this guy who got harassed in Maryland because the computer in the cop car said he owns guns. He's got a concealed carry permit. And even though Maryland's gun laws have been struck down by federal courts, the cops pulled this guy over, harassed him for an hour, three cop cars up there, trying to catch him with the gun so they could arrest him and boost their arrest record. Because it's a lot easier to just take a law-abiding citizen you come across and find some reason to arrest him than to go out and find the real criminals. And we're getting this other story here today. This was reported over on Yahoo. And apparently there's a guy named Snyder was walking along the street, saw a homeless person, reached into his pocket, gave the guy some change, started to drive away. Cops pulled him over and was handcuffed because they were convinced he'd given the homeless person drugs. Had 10 squad cars show up, ripping this guy's car apart, looking for drugs so they could arrest him. Now, I'm not really on good terms with the illegal drug culture since I divorced my first wife, Broadzilla. But I think anybody who's got illegal drugs doesn't just give them away. And that was what the cop said. We saw what you did. You gave illegal drugs to that homeless person. And they pulled him over here. There's a lawsuit coming out of Colorado where this woman walking through the TSA security had studs on her clothing that set off the metal detector. So she's pulled out for the full body search. And instead of the back of the hand flat one, apparently the woman in the private area was groping this girl out, grabbing her breasts and just getting the hand way up there inside the crotch. She says it was sexual assault. It's not even in compliance with TSA's normal guidelines of how you're supposed to do the full body search, and said basically it hurt as much as a mammogram would. So she's filed a lawsuit. And TSA, in all these years of abusing and molesting the American people and helping themselves to our personal electronic devices, have not uncovered a single real terrorist, not one. They are as effective against terrorism as the NSA. Now, a story that just came in. Starting on Monday, the European Union will start lifting their sanctions on Iran because Iran is complying with the P5 plus 1 deal. And the deal was Iran pulls back on enrichment and the sanctions start being eased. And the European Union is going to start keeping up their end of the bargain by easing the Iranian sanctions, which means Iran will be able to sell oil to Europe. But not the United States of America, because when the P5 plus 1 deal was reached, the first thing the U.S. did is they went out on the existing sanctions and expanded them, said more things go on these existing lists. We're not passing new sanctions, we're just putting more things on the existing sanctions. And of course now we've got the Senate trying to reach a veto-proof majority to order new sanctions on Iran. Meanwhile, you'll remember yesterday, John Kerry came out with this press conference regarding next week's Geneva 2 summit on the Syrian situation, in which he said, our goal is to replace the Syrian government with our new U.S.-created, U.S.-backed transitional government. And apparently Syria is offering a ceasefire in place for all parties. And Kerry said, no, that's not going to do. That is absolutely not going to do. You know, the next week's peace talk, the only way to peace is to put in a new U.S. puppet regime. And, of course, that policy is not going to work, because all those hired mercenaries inside Syria think they are going to be the new government of Syria. So what happens when Assad goes, if Assad goes, he may survive this too, and the U.S. puts in their new puppet regime, what do you think all those hired mercenaries are going to do? Just shrug and say, oh, well, I guess we're not the new government. We might as well go home. No, they're going to attack the new transitional government. Just like the people of Iraq are attacking the U.S. puppet regime there. This process of conquering the world's resource-rich areas is already falling apart, and this government can't stop continuing this policy. They've gone too far along this dollarification of the world, the restoration of Bretton Woods and the petrodollar. They can't turn around and go back. They're stuck. And I'm seeing more and more people like Obama and Feinstein who clearly understand this is leading to a military defeat of the United States of America. Meanwhile, the federal government is starting to send notices to U.S. veterans that they must surrender all their weapons and their Second Amendment rights because the Veterans Administration has deemed them incompetent. In this particular case here, we're dealing with a guy named Kirby who he's got no criminal record. He served his country, worked hard to raise a family, and because he lets his wife handle the household finances, the VA has declared Mr. Kirby incompetent. That's their justification, letting the wife handle the household finances. He's therefore incompetent, and he has to have his guns and his Second Amendment rights taken away. I know why the federal government is targeting the veterans. If it comes to open war between the federal government and the American people, those veterans are already trained military force. And that's why the government is singling them out for disarmament. Now, over in France, as you're probably aware, there's been a big brouhaha over the comedian Dieudonné. And it has come back to really haunt France, which supposedly, following their French Revolution, had the Declaration of the Universal Rights of Man, which included freedom of speech. And they came down hard on the guy, and France is being made to look ridiculous for this. In fact, what it is showing the rest of the world that France, like so many other countries, has been subverted by the Israeli government. I mean, look at it. The French president can have two unmarried mistresses as his first lady, with a third now on the way. But as long as he is obedient to Israel, that's no big deal. Isn't he a guy? He's got all these hot women that he gets to fool around with and have kids with, and he doesn't have to marry them, and he's going to parade them as his first lady. Comedian tells a joke that offends a foreign government, and he gets censored down. But if you make a point of how Israel seems to be controlling these things, oh, then by golly, you're one of those Jew-hating anti-Semites. Now, another very interesting story, getting back about this whole issue of purging the military officers. There is a new scandal where 34 officers who are in charge of the world's deadliest nuclear arsenal, meaning that of the United States of America, have been taken off launch duty for allegedly cheating or allowing cheating on proficiency tests, which I can sort of understand. If somebody's got the key to the nuclear missile, you want to make sure they know what they're doing. But it's a very lax set of standards. You know, the image is that these people are all cracking their little codes and doing all this other stuff. Remember a while back it came out that for years, the launch code for every nuclear missile had been set to 00000000 to make sure there wasn't a typing mistake when it came time to hurl the nuclear weapons. It's just amazing here. Now, I want to get on to global warming here because the polar vortex is coming back. And the United Nations is out there saying that this lag in confronting global warming will be costly unless you give us money and act now. The world is doomed. Meanwhile, up in Detroit, like they don't have enough problems up there, they're now saying that they're probably going to have the snowiest January on record. Remember, 10 years ago, snow and ice are a thing of the past due to human-caused global warming. And Detroit looks like by the end of the month will set an all-time record for snow on the ground. And it's probably going to happen because earlier in the month, it was predicted that what they're calling the polar vortex, this extremely cold Arctic air that came down over Canada into the United States, is in fact that process is starting to happen again. Basically what it is, this cold is kind of wobbling around the planet. Came to the U.S., then it hit Europe, then Asia, and it's coming back to the United States. And so we're going to have another cold slam. Will it be as bad as the last one? Maybe not, but it is a reminder these climate guys really didn't know what they were talking about when they said snow is a thing of the past, Greenland will lose all of its ice, the world is warming, and it's all your fault. We'll be back after these commercials.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States...
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
An honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently, we're just starting to see headlines on the corporate media. There's another school shooting. And no details yet. This just feels like the gun grabbers are going for it. The U.S. government is desperate to disarm the American people. Remember, we just told you that story about anybody that the VA determines to be incompetent for any reason whatsoever is ordered to surrender their weapons. And, of course, what they never talk about is how all these mass shooters, the crazies that they wave at you, are either on or withdrawing from prescription antidepressants. I ran a story just yesterday about another woman who was in treatment for depression, but they said it was counseling, didn't mention the medications, killed her daughter and herself. These things are dangerous, but they make money, so it's okay for you to buy them. Getting back to the global warming hysteria, and I mentioned this the other day, over the last decade when they were pushing this whole warming hysteria, we saw the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration start to shut down temperature measuring stations in the rural areas. Now, the excuse given was, we don't have enough money to send people out there to read these things. Like, you couldn't put an electronic gizmo on there to send it in over the internet. And NOAA started relying on temperature measurements made in the cities, and we documented where a lot of these temperature stations were in the outflow from building air conditioners, which is always hot. We have a photo of one of these official NOAA temperature sensing stations right next to a trash incinerator. So a lot of people have been saying, you know, you're measuring the temperature of cities, and cities tend to be hot. And along with this whole global warming causes cold weather, they're now coming out and saying, well, the urban heat island effect is negligible. Of course it isn't. Cities are hot places. It's been documented many, many times. Now, an interesting article over at Extra Public TV. Economists have taken a look at this whole global warming nonsense. And they have realized that it is costing 50 times as much money trying to prevent global warming as it would be cost, as it would cost to simply adapt to it. Remember, one of Al Gore's own staffers said, we can negate all this increase in carbon dioxide by just increasing plant cover by 15%. They fired him. Because that's not the solution they want. The solution is carbon credits, carbon taxes, submission to a global environmental authority. Okay, we're getting more details. Apparently it's a school in Philadelphia where there was this shooting. And there was also a threat of a shooting at another school over in Cincinnati. This is happening too many times and too often. I am very, very suspicious. All they got to do is find some dissatisfied kid, and of course there's a lot of them in the country right now, juice him up on SSRIs, give him a gun, and send him on in. Because remember, one of the symptoms of these SSRI medications is poor impulse control. If you go over to SSRIstories.com and you start reading some of these case studies, one that really jumped out at me was this kid who had been put on these medications for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which the guy who came up with it admitted was a fictitious disease to sell medication with. And he tried to commit suicide. And there was an intervention. He didn't die. And after it was all over, they said, why'd you try and kill yourself? And he said, I don't know. It just popped into my head and I went with it. I couldn't stop myself. These things are dangerous. And by the way, we went back and we took a look at the numbers. Since these medications came on the market for the general public, and right now something like 26% of Americans are on these things, we've seen an explosion in domestic violence. And there's the real danger. When somebody kills themselves or somebody else, it's newsworthy. But what about all the other violence? Bar fights that otherwise would not have happened? Somebody gets in a car accident and instead of just trading insurance information, they start beating each other up? Spousal abuse? All are being exacerbated by these medications. Congress held hearings. They know there's a problem. In some states now, if you put on your application for a gun permit that you are on prescription antidepressants, the permit will be denied. They know it is a problem. But Congress doesn't want to do anything that's going to upset those pharmaceutical companies, especially in an election year where they need all those campaign checks. Corporate media will not touch this story at all because, well, look at that flood of commercials for the latest medication. Those are big budget, huge revenue generators for the TV networks. They're not going to offend those people. By the way, along with all of his other promises that he made when he was campaigning back in 2007, Obama promised there would be GMO labeling. And he didn't keep that one either. Of course, if he kept that promise, it would be a mar on his absolutely perfect record of not having kept any of his campaign promises. We're going to grab a phone call here. Rod in Florida. Aloha, Rod. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. I know you've been talking a lot about the economy and how we're headed for depression. Do you think it's going to be a slow, steady accelerating depression, or do you think it could happen overnight type of thing?
We're already in the slow, steady depression. The unemployment and homelessness in this country today is worse than the depression of the 1930s. With the government actively rigging all the markets, all the indicators. I mean, this year they're changing the formula by which they calculate the rate of inflation. The Federal Reserve is creating somewhere between $80 and $120 billion every month in instant money to keep buying Wall Street and government bonds with. We may not see a single day monstrous crash to announce that we're in a depression, but pretty much everybody knows it. Gallup just ran a poll. And the majority of Americans are saying, no, there has been no recovery from the recession. There is no recovery. I don't care what the president says, what the corporate media says. There has been no recovery out here in the real world. The bankers are doing great. They're just raking it in like crazy. And, of course, their pet politicians whose stock portfolios are invested in those Wall Street firms, they're doing great. So they're perfectly happy with the way things are right now. But for the rest of us, no, we're still in if you want to crash, it happened in 2008 when the mortgage-backed security fraud collapsed, and we have been declining and declining smoothly ever since. Okay?
So you think this can continue for months or years before something happens?
I'd like to see it come to an end. It's how good can they rig the indicators? How long can they convince the American people things are okay? I'm amazed they kept it together this long. To be very honest, I thought last year was when it was all going to fall apart. So obviously I'm not qualified to prognosticate on this, but it does feel like just so many things are coming unraveled at the same time, and our government is desperate to get a world war going to try and clean the mess up, because, hey, that's what worked back in World War I and World War II.
All right, okay? Thank you for your thoughts. I can keep,
all right,
keep up
you
good
got
work.
It. All righty. Now, speaking of GMO and Obama's failed promise to have GMO labeling, in fact, the federal government is apparently going to go along with this push by the GMO companies for a federal GMO labeling law that will head off and supersede all state laws that makes GMO labeling mandatory only if the GMO ingredient is documented to cause actual harm. And, of course, our government isn't testing these things anymore. They rely on the manufacturers to say, we tested it for 3 months and it didn't cause any harm. Well, nobody ever got cancer from smoking for only 3 months. It takes years for the problems to show up. But we know there's a problem there. But we're supposed to believe, because Monsanto fed some rats 3 months on the corn and they didn't die, that it's safe. And it's too small. That French study proved it. Now there's another unanticipated corn, because the seeds are blowing in from neighboring fields, the corn is starting to grow in the middle of the soybean, and the pesticides won't kill it. Anyway, so let's see, coming up on the top of the hour here. Now, believe it or not, there is a new product coming out by Dow Chemical. It's a new corn, because the Roundup Ready corn weed killer doesn't kill the weeds anymore. And the weed killer that is going to be engineered to work with this new corn from Dow Chemical is basically a diluted version of Agent Orange. And they're going to be showering the food with it. Think about that one for a bit. Going to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly and some commercials. We'll be back with the Lady Claire.
With fine